Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I live on social media. I do. I should get my mail there. I should call my local USPS in Cottage Grove and tell them, listen, just send the mortgage payment and the Comcast bill and the Xcel Energy bill to Twitter. Because that's where my tribe is. That's where my community is. And I tell you, I have folks riding harder for me on social media than some of my own family members. You say something bad about me on Twitter if you want to. Dan Winnesota is going to bust you upside of your head with a flurry of catchy comebacks. Okay? That guy, I tell you, he is one of my most loyal and dedicated Twitter followers. And I follow him as well. And it's always so good to see the wonderful work that he is doing. And anytime somebody's got a new project coming out, I always like to say, if I have a light, you have a light. My platform is your platform. So I know him on Twitter as Dave Winnesota. But his name is Guys Bauer, and he's got a documentary and two books out, and we're going to talk about all of it right here on The Shaletta Show. Guys, thank you so much for being on the program.
Hey, it's good to finally talk to you, and congrats on your Emmy.
Well, congrats on everything you got going on. So tell me about this documentary, because first of all, a documentary is a big deal. It is really a big deal. It takes a lot of work. You got to get permission to get the videos. You got to interview. You got to edit. A documentary is a whole vibe. Tell me all about it and how did it get started?
Yeah, and it's just me, too. Like, so it was 2020. Everything's shutting down, COVID. We're all looking for things to watch. My first book had just come out, so I was kind of just starting my writing side gig, it's not my day job, but we're all looking for things to watch, and I ended up watching this documentary about the California Golden Seals, who were a hockey team that came into the league the same year that the North Stars came into the league in 1967, and that California Golden Seals team eventually moved to Cleveland, when then Cleveland's team actually merged with the North Stars, and it just kind of got me thinking, why isn't there a documentary about the North Stars? They were here for 23 years, a huge part of my childhood. There really isn't one out there. There's books. There's all kinds of books.
Right.
And I just thought, well, we're all at home. Why don't I try to make one? And that's kind of where it started.
Wow. Okay. So how does it go from an idea to actually doing it?
I'm kind of a computer nerd, and I do a lot of video editing, and you just kind of get photos and you do research. Research is kind of the biggest part, and learning, like, because I didn't know a lot of the early story. I was born in the 70s, and the North Stars were kind of big to me in the 80s and 90s, so I didn't know a lot of the early history. I just kind of decided I'd break it into four parts, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and then the 90s when they collapsed and kind of left, and just started plugging away on it over that first summer during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And so talk to me about the documentary. Give me the name of it. Where can we find it? Is it out and available for us to stream somewhere or look at it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube and it's freely available. It's called The North Star State. And like I said, I broke it into four parts. The first part is called A Star is Born, and that's about the 60s. The second part is called The Saints, Seals, and Barons. And that's about the 70s and the emergence of the WHA and the Minnesota Fighting Saints hockey team, which spun off my second book, which I believe I sent you. I hope I sent you a copy of it.
Yes.
And then the third part is So Close We Can Taste It. It's about the 80s and kind of my era of hockey, watching Dino Cicerelli and Donnie Beaupre and Bobby Smith and Neil Broughton. And then the last part is called Good Night and Goodbye, because those were the final words that WCCO's Al Shaver said on the final broadcast of the final North Stars hockey game.
Wow. And we are celebrating 100 years of radio.
Yep.
at WCCO Radio. We're having a big event at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We've got our album out that's on vinyl that folks can go to our website and buy. And, you know, just the fact that we are a part of all of Minnesota history for the past 100 years. And, you know, your documentary speaks to how all of us, all of life is interconnected.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, respect, Al Shaver just passed away this, I think, past summer, last spring, maybe. Yeah. So.
And so what was the biggest surprise that you found out when you were doing all this history work and checking and fact finding? You know, I'm sure that there was something that just totally blew your mind. What was it?
Well, a lot of people think they left because of Norm Green. They think they left because of the Timberwolves coming to town. But it's those played a part in it. But they were, I don't want to say it, they were kind of doomed from the beginning. When they got their franchise, they were forced to build a new arena. And the only place they could do that was on the Met Stadium site by the, you know, where the Mall of America is today.
Yeah.
And to do that, they had to pay for it themselves, these owners. They paid for the stadium themselves. That doesn't happen today, right? And not only that, once they paid for it, because of a clause in the Bloomington City Charter, they had to turn over ownership of it when it was done, because no private entity could own a building on city property. So they literally had to turn that building over. Now think about this in terms of you. If you buy a house and you turn it over to a landlord for free and then pay rent in that house for 26 years, how are your finances going to look in 26 years without being able to have any equity to build on that and improve the building? So that little nugget to me was like, they were kind of doomed from the start. It didn't really matter who owned them at the time.
Wow. And also the books that you have available are just, you know, just so good. It's such easy reads. Where can we find those as well?
Those are both on Amazon. The first one is called History of Heartbreak. It's about all the bad things that happened in Minnesota sports and why we seem to find our way into a loss. And then the second one, like I said, is a spinoff of this documentary, because the Fighting Saints, as I'm learning about them, it's like these guys need their own story. If you've ever heard of the movie Slapshot, all that stuff in that movie actually happened, and it happened in Minnesota here, and I just thought their story needed to be told. And that's called A Slapshot in Time, and it's also available on Amazon.
Well, I am so grateful to you coming on, talking about these fun projects. You know, there's so many different ways to educate our kids, to teach ourselves about Minnesota. We have so many people who listen to this broadcast every week who are transplants from other parts of the country who come here for work or love. Or, you know, I have a lot of autism families who come here to get better services for their kids. So I always like to tell them unique ways that they can educate themselves about our great state. And I'm hoping that they check out the documentary as well as the books, and then they follow you on social media. So you got to tell people, because your name on social media is different from your name in real life. I guess I'm the only one crazy enough to use their whole name on social media as well as what it says on my birth certificate.
Yeah, it's when is it going to be our turn? Asota. When E Sota. And can I just say, I want to thank you, because you tolerate me bothering you with questions all the time and pestering you with messages about things that have nothing to do with sports, and you listen and you help and you give advice and you guide. So just thank you so much for everything you've done for me.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I tell people all the time, you and Charlotte and Linnea and Jabbar and Dana and Tabitha and Abby, so many people that I have met on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram who have become like family to me. So don't ever think you are bothering me. I always feel like when I see a note from you, I get excited. I feel like I'm talking to my social media brother. Right? Because, again, we are all, you know, on this journey together. And I really believe this. If God puts somebody in my path, it is because we are supposed to be connected in some way. And I'm always looking for a way that I can help.
I love it.
Yes, help and make it better. Well, you have an amazing Saturday and Sunday, and enjoy the weekend and this sunshine that we've got.
You too. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come. It is 2:20 and our time has come almost to an end. You know, we've got to listen to these Twins. They're taking on the Boston Red Sox today. And so that pregame is going to start at 2:30, which means they're shaving into the Shaletta Show just a bit. But for the Twins, hey, it's worth it. So make sure as you're running your errands and going around and cleaning out your garage, and I think we can get ready for fall, but I mean, it's almost 80 degrees. I just stepped out on the porch and I had to come back inside because I started sweating. I tell you, Minnesota, what is the saying? Just wait a minute. The weather will change. This morning, I was going to breakfast with a friend of mine. The Vikings take on the Texans. And so my friends from KTRK in Houston, Channel 13, the legendary ABC station where Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News, was made famous with, you remember the Dolly Parton, Burt Reynolds movie, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas? Well, Marvin Zindler was the inspiration for that. He was a reporter in that movie. And so that's the station that I worked for. I grew up watching the legacy ABC station right there in Houston. So my friends from that station that I used to work with, they are here to cover the Vikings-Texans game. And so they called me and said, hey, meet me over at Hazelwood in Bloomington. We're just getting off a plane. We want to go to breakfast. So I met them over there and I took my umbrella because it looked like rain. And it was raining in some parts of the Twin Cities and greater Minnesota. Storming even. I saw the weather reporter on Channel 5, Chris, my buddy, was, you know, showing lightning strikes, right? Sky was dark. And now, not a cloud in the sky. I'm telling you, it is blue skies, beautiful. I don't think we have any rain in the forecast for the next 7 days. It is absolutely amazing. So I hope you all get out there and enjoy this beautiful weather. But I tell you, I really had prepped myself. I was so proud of me because I don't know if you guys remember, like, the last Saturday and Sunday of the fair, it had gotten cool. You know, we needed to bring jackets, you know, and I was like, oh, Minnesota's not going to catch me this time. I'm going to be ready. So I went down to the basement, brought up all the fall clothes, took all the summer clothes downstairs so that the kids wouldn't try to put on shorts when it got cold outside, brought up all the light fall jackets and, you know, the fall gloves. I folded all the scarves and, you know, made sure that we had, you know, nice warm weather shoes, got the thicker socks out. You know, I said, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Minnesota's not going to catch me slipping. I'm going to be a good mom. I'm going to be prepared. And I think since school started on September the 3rd, we might have worn a jacket one half of a day. I don't think that those kids have needed to wear their warm weather socks or shoes at all. No gloves needed. I did all that. I mean, I took a day. Like, I was like, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get it done. I felt like I had really accomplished something, y'all. I really did. And had I known this was going to happen, I could have done it over the span of 3 or 4 days. I did all 3 kids at one time. Like, literally up and down 3 flights of stairs for about 2 or 3 hours. Right. And then after all that's done, you got to separate it and see what fits. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You remember those days back when you had kids. And if you do have kids, you know exactly what I'm referring to. That's a job all by itself. And then to have these summer like temperatures, guess what I've had to do now? Run back up and down the stairs, bringing up shorts and T-shirts that I put downstairs and dared the kids to touch them because I thought, with that one cold weather day, that fall was here. Summer was over. Say goodbye. Good night, Irene. I put a cover on the grill. I thought it was over. We were grilling last weekend. And in fact, I just looked outside and thought, this is a perfect day to put some ribs and chicken and sausages outside to grill. We've got some corn that we saved from Tank Family Farm. We can put out there so that tomorrow on Sunday, We can have a wonderful family barbecue. I don't know about anybody else, but when it's 70, 80 degrees outside, that is barbecue weather for us. Now, listen, Minnesota Twins, Boston Red Sox coming on pregame at 2:30. Do not go anywhere. As you're doing your chores around the house, if you are grilling, if you are cleaning up, if you are repairing something, or if you're running errands, you got to stay right here so you can listen to the Twins just like you did back in the day. Whether it was you listening with your family or you were listening with your parents or your grandparents. You know, that's what this station is all about. 100 years of history. 100 years of being a part of this community. You have always been able to count on WCCO Radio, and you can continue to do that. Now, listen, we've got a couple of ways that you can help us celebrate our 100 years, okay? A couple of ways that you can do that. You can go online at WCCORadio.com, right? And we have an album that you can buy that has some of the greatest moments in our station's history, right? It's a vinyl album. So go there, buy it for a friend or family member or a loved one. And then we have an event coming up October 21st at the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater. And you want to make sure you get your tickets because, of course, it's going to sell out quick. Okay? Now, check out that Twins game. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be good. Be productive. Be blessed. It's been the Shaletta Show with Josh and Al. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next weekend.